Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan. Thankfully, we also have Mark Zeno in today because Mike Johnson.
You sure it's thankful?
I am. Oh, I am, because okay. I would be in the studio alone today since Bo is remote. But Mike Johnson is out having donuts with Dad this morning. I love that he's doing that. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, I know I have two Spaceball fans to talk to you right now. So we got to talk about the reboot that's going to happen. It's been 40 years, but Mel Brooks says another one is coming. He and Bill Pullman and Rick Moranis are going to put together another Spaceballs. It's going to come out in 2027. Right now, Mel Brooks is 98 years old.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling about this? Yeah. How are you feeling about this news?
Well, I'm very excited that there will be a second movie. I love the first one. I am very concerned that it's a lot of work putting them making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mel Brooks, he wants to, he's very, integral in all of his movies that have came out. So I hope he'll be healthy enough to get through them and there won't be long delays and such. There is a big burning question, though, in this movie, and that's how they replace John Candy.
That was my question, because we got to have a Mog, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who it was on Twitter, Ally. I'd have to go back and find it, but someone had the perfect – suggestion said, hey, if Shane Gillis doesn't play, John Candy role, the Mog, then I'm out of Spaceballs 2 or whatever they'll call the next Schwartz Awakens or whatever, because he is like the perfect fit for it. I mean, he's not quite as big as John was, but he's a perfect fit for it.
I hate to do this.
Oh no.
Okay. Do it. You don't hate to do it. You love doing these, whatever you're about to do. I can tell.
I'm not against Spaceballs 2 or even watching it, but like, we have just entered into this world where we're so damn lazy in Hollywood. We make nothing original anymore. We had to bring back Top Gun. We had to bring back Gladiator. We got to bring back Spaceballs. Make
Park.
A damn new movie.
Hold on.
No. Be creative, for crying out loud. There's no reason for a sequel 30 years later.
40.
None. 40. None.
First off, the Top Gun sequel was phenomenal.
It was good.
Never watched it.
Oh, you should.
No, not going to. The whole premise of him still in the Navy 30 years later and still flying is so ridiculously flawed, I refuse to watch it.
But, Mark, it's a movie. I mean, do you think that a regular New York City cop could take down 20 terrorists in a tower in L.A. In the 80s
Are you talking about John McClane?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so why can't Pete Mitchell, Maverick, still be flying at 60 years old. Or he's actually 30 years later. He was in his 20s in the top, going to be 50-something. You know, I mean,
We make nothing original anymore. We're so lazy.
Sequels, hold on. Sequels
are designed to make money. That's
it. They are, but they're original. They're taking original characters and doing a new storyline. Yeah, however, if you're just doing a remake, now I agree with you. I agree with you there, but sequels, I don't fall in line with.
Listen, it's cool when you go back to the high school reunion and you hook up with the girl that you hooked up with back in high school. It's a cool story. But guess what? It didn't get better with time.
I think there's a fine line. There are some really great sequels, like the Top Gun one. But then you also had a sequel like Dumb and Dumber.
Awful.
Absolutely awful. So Spaceballs, I'm very leery about. But the internet is great for one thing, is that people coming up with ideas for these sequels. Like someone said, yogurt needs a Go-Gurt. Like a Grogu, that would be amazing.
Also, Mel Brooks is not—he's not just anybody. He's a goat when it comes to the comedy movie world. And Mark, was that a real? Was that like a personal experience with the high school reunion?
Absolutely. Absolutely,
I mean, it sounded very, very personal.
Sounds like
king of the long game here.
Sounds like a very good time to go ahead and transition back to the Falcons. So let's jump back into this conversation around Divine Diablo, Troy Andersen. Here is Raheem Morris talking about Divine Diablo coming out of the draft as a safety.
Man, it's funny, like, because we did this a couple years ago when they were coming out. I believe it was him and Jamie, and that came out, and they were the two safety transfers and going to linebacker. And I believe Brick and I were here together when those guys were coming out. We talked about it, and everybody evaluated them. I hate to say me and Brick. The whole league evaluated him as linebackers, so it's like it'd be hard-pressed for me to say that I'm shocked to see his development because, you know, like, there's some really good teachers in the National Football League, and when you get these guys and they get those visions, and then you get them in the right spots and the right timing, certain things come to life, and it's just coming to life with them.
Yeah, it's a guy they've clearly liked for a while, Allie, and they've clearly had their eye on. He also talked about Diablo with the green dot, and I think most people know what that is, but that's the one defensive player that's allowed to have the communication in his helmet from the coaching staff, so he's got the radio in his helmet, and he essentially calls defense. You know, the DC talks into a headset kind of like the one I'm wearing right now here at home, and it goes into that player's helmet. He's the only one that hears it, and it's just like the quarterback communication that coaches have. That cuts off at like 15 seconds. That, to me, shows that Divine Diablo is more – that they think of him a lot higher than I think a lot of us kind of thought about it when they signed him. You know, because he's clearly a smart guy, and he shows leadership, and he understands what they want to do, or else they wouldn't think he's up for that. But for me – the best version, Mark, we saw of Troy Andersen was that Saints game early in the season at home, and then that was literally the game that he got hurt in. That Troy Andersen, to me, is better than anything I think I know or I think of what little bit I've seen of Divine Diablo's tape. That said, I don't know if this coaching staff feels that way, and I don't know if mainly they trust that they can depend on Troy Andersen because of the injuries, and I don't think that Troy Andersen probably has that defensive IQ yet, because this is a guy that did play quarterback at times in college and I think running back as well, and then played linebacker for a year.
Well, I mean, that sort of shines some light on why you would draft that guy to begin with, but that's a whole different conversation. I guess this, you know, and Bo, the more we talk about this, the more I think about it. My head starts to spin, like, where is the cornerstone of this defense going to be? Right? Like, let's just say for argument's sake, you know, we have to figure out the strength of the defense. Is it on the line? Is it at corner? Is it on the back end with Jesse Bates? Is it in the middle with Caden Ellis and whoever else is playing linebacker? And, you know, like, I mean, they drafted the two pass rushers.
Where would you think right now, everything they've done the offseason and what you know about the players already on the roster, where would you go?
If that's the case, it better be, you know, the front four or front seven, particularly the guys going after the quarterback, because that's where they've invested the most, right?
Yeah. I think that, Mark, I was told that they like the guys in the interior, right? Whether we do or not, where we think they're big enough, whatever, they like them. But you're right. They went and got Leonard Floyd, who's I know he only had 8 last year, but since he left Chicago the last, 4 or 5 years, he's a perennial 10-sack a year guy. And you got two first-round picks. One guy who apparently we don't understand what he is or what he did in college, but his guy led the SEC in pressures the last two seasons. And James Pierce and Jalen Walker is kind of a complete player on the edge and a do-it-all guy, right? So I agree with you there at the edge.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it has to be, like, from an optics standpoint, not only from that, just from a helping you to win games standpoint. The pressure on the quarterback has to be better, but you know, again, I think when you talk about the defensive front, a lot of that includes these guys being able to contain the run game, right? I mean, you would know better than I would on Pierce and Jalen Walker how good they are at setting the edge.
Well, Jalen Walker's phenomenal.
Pierce is more of a pass rusher than a three down defensive end, correct?
Well. Yes and no. Pierce can, but he's better at just rushing the quarterback right now. And in fact, I think that they're going to want to try to use him more. But that's where Braylon Trice comes in. Arnold Ebiketie, who's a forgotten man, and Pierce can do it. But Jalen Walker is better. When people say Jalen Walker's a better finished product, I hope they understand what they're saying. And that's because I'm not sure if that's as much about getting to the quarterback as it is about setting the edge and being a guy that can play the run. He's got so much quickness and so fast, side to side. But see, that's where James Pierce does too. And that's what most teams are betting on the come, that James Pierce will be able to put that part of his game and add that and grow that along with being what I would call an elite pass rusher in the SEC the last couple years.
For the record, the they who said that definitely doesn't understand what they said.
See, Allie, Mark knows that there is a they.
Okay? I was just about to point that out, that Mark knows there's a they. This has been a big conversation this week, Mark.
Why?
They. Because
Bo likes to speak in code terms that need to be decoded?
Because Bo follows Twitter very closely, and he hears from they a lot. Mike Johnson doesn't follow Twitter as closely, so he doesn't hear from they as much. He prefers to talk about we, so it's been a they versus we conversation all week.
Oh, what are you guys going back to pronouns? I thought we got rid of those things.
Let me ask you about this season, going back to the Falcons. There was so much buzz around last year. Excitement was up. Everyone was so excited with the arrival of Kirk Cousins and everything. There was just a buzz in the air. Are you still feeling that this year? Are you very, very excited about seeing Michael Penix?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about the growth of Michael Penix, not only from a leadership form, but just his timing. They win Washington. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. They win Washington if his chemistry, timing, maybe nonetheless rust is better. He missed two throws in that game, one to Mooney late, which timeout or not, he makes that throw, they win the game, I believe. And then in the end of the first half, very similar, he misses Drake London, which would have put another touchdown on the board because Drake London was in the end zone wide open. And so I'm excited for all those things and more time with these guys being put together and just growth. I'm very excited about the future of Michael Penix. Probably more excited than I was last year going into the season about the quarterback position as a whole.
There was a great breakdown on ESPN.com of Penix and sort of some of his tendencies. Now, again, these were just three games that we're seeing, so we don't have any real sample size of anything. And so I'm very hesitant to even, you know, dip into this. But his propensity to get the ball and throw the ball down the field, despite his limited reps of a minimum of 100 attempts, which he did get in his three games, 101 attempts, some of the highest in the NFL. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know, because a lot of it depends on the context. And if you extrapolate that over, you know, 17 games, what does that look like? I mean, more deep balls are picked than you know, checkdowns to Bijan out of the backfield. And how much of that will he be able to morph his game into? We just don't know. I don't think nobody can deny that the tools that Michael Penix has look like tools to succeed. How does that all play out? How does it play out from a game plan perspective? How much can he execute it? What's the game situation that he's in? All those things remain to be seen, so it's a big question mark. But I'm with Bo that there's optimism that he's going to be a consistent starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions. But coming up, guys, I'm sure you saw this, a rookie left minicamp over contract issues. It's a mess. We're going to talk about that when we go in the huddle. And if you're in Woodstock smelling some good cooking, that is your neighbor, Bo Morgan, over there. We will get a check of his tailgate at home. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
I got to go make some sausage balls.
The Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.